Today from the Ohio Newsroom, preserving the blues. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Turn the dial on your radio and you'll find an abundance of country, rock, and pop stations. But there's one genre you won't hear much from. The blues. A small radio station in north central Ohio hopes to safeguard soul music. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is True Blues.
Each weekday morning, Ray Macklin, known as Silky Ray in the blues music world, helps Marion wake up with soulful vocals, sliding guitar riffs, and syncopated rhythm.
It is true blues, baby.
The local FM station played rock music for around 20 years, but was struggling to stay afloat. So nearly a decade ago, it made a bold decision to embrace soul music. Macklin became a host at True Blues 975 in 2016.
Marion is a rock and roll country town. And when we first went on the air, people were like, oh no, it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. Well, second year, everybody started listening. And our listenership went up, not just in Marion, but overseas.
Now around 4,500 people out of Marion's population of 35,000 listen daily. Part of that is the rarity of the station's existence. Macklin says they're the only all-blues station in the state. But he believes the real reason the blues survives here is because the people in Marion need its emotional release.
We had factories close and move. But then, you know, the people in Marion are so resilient. But blues tends to release things that's in your soul, that's deep down inside of you, and you feel it. It pulls it out.
Blues is the mostly melancholic predecessor to rock and roll and R&B, pioneered by the likes of B.B. King, Muddy Waters, and Ma Rainey. Macklin says he draws on a rich blues history in Ohio. Famous blues players came to record their music at King Records in Cincinnati. In the 60s, big-name acts stopped in rural Ohio at the Heinz Farm Blues Club, a premier soul spot outside of Toledo. And a number of blues legends were born here, like singer and saxophonist Benjamin Bull Moose Jackson and the so-called Queen of Blues, Mamie Smith. These artists, Macklin says, helped the state develop its own unique sound.
Ohio has like a jump swing feel as far as their blues was concerned. Piano and a strong bass line, that's Ohio blues.
But the station doesn't just want to reminisce on the past. They also want to be part of its future.
We want to keep the blues alive.
Scott Chauver is the station's general manager and early morning host. He says the station launched the nonprofit Marion Makes Music to pass the love of soul onto the next generation. They donate instruments to schools and families and offer free music lessons. That's helped young teenagers like Sophia Ramo. She says drum lessons have opened up a world of possibility for her. She even started her own band with other 14-year-olds who like to play.
If I didn't have connections with that program, I wouldn't be the drummer I am today.
Right now, Ramo and her friends are mostly interested in playing rock and roll, but that doesn't bother Chauver.
I know that somewhere down the line, they're going to realize that all of the rock and roll music that they're playing has its beginnings with the blues.
And once they do, Chauver says the station is right there waiting for them.
I've got a gal in Cleveland, and that's where I want to be.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Marion.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.
That's why I'm gonna go back to Cleveland, Ohio.